This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of September 17th, 2017. Campus Pride, the nation's leading LGBT organization supporting colleges and universities, released its annual shame list that includes campuses that openly discriminate against LGBTQ students. Last year, 102 campuses across the nation made this list, and this year the number increased to 139. In California, this year's college shame list includes Zaytuna College of Berkeley, Westmont College of Santa Barbara, West Coast Baptist College of Lancaster, Vanguard University in Costa Mesa, Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, Gateway Seminary in Ontario, Concordia University in Irvine, the California Baptist University in Riverside, and Azusa Pacific. You can learn more about the shame list at campuspride.org. And Edith Windsor, the brave woman who took her case for marriage equality all the way to the United States Supreme Court, passed away this last week at the age of 88. The Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act in 2013 after Windsor sued the federal government for denying her an exception from the federal estate tax following the death of her first wife, Thea Spire. Windsor, who paid $363,000 in taxes, said in her case that the law unconstitutionally treated same-sex spouses differently than opposite-sex spouses. A vigil was held for Windsor last Tuesday night in front of the Stonewall Bar in New York, the place credited for the start of the LGBT civil rights movement back in 1969. Windsor's case in 2013 is recognized as being a foundation for the 2015 Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. President Obama released a statement saying, quote, "America's long journey towards equality has been guided by countless small acts of persistence and fueled by the stubborn willingness of quiet heroes to speak out for what's right. Few were as small in stature as Edie Windsor, and few made as big a difference to America." And here locally, the San Francisco community continues to mourn the death of activist, artist, and DJ Anthony Torres, who is best known by his gender nonconforming alter ego, Bubbles. Torres, a 44-year-old gay man who wore women's clothing and makeup, was shot early last Saturday in the Tenderloin, where he lived. Police said evidence gathered does not point to the victim's identity, gender, or sexual orientation as being a motive. Officer Robert Ruka, a police spokesman, said, quote, "The preliminary information does not indicate a hate crime," but the officer declined to release further information, citing sensitivity of the ongoing investigation. But witnesses told Torres's friends that the male suspect had come out of the New Century Theater, a strip club in the 800 block of Larkin Street, before chasing Torres and shooting him just before 3 a.m. at the corner of Larkin and Myrtle Streets. And finally, don't forget, Bobby Joe Valentine's new CD release event is happening this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Redwood Cafe in Cotati. You can learn more at eventbrite.com. Just search for Bobby Joe Valentine. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.